We are about to reveal the most shocking and the most accurate price predictions for Bitcoin and XRP for 2026.
Other experts that you follow don't have the same access to the technology that we have, which has allowed us to call every single Bitcoin bottom and top that we've seen over the past 5 years. In today's episode, we're going to tell you exactly where Bitcoin and XRP is headed next.
All right, look. We are in a crypto bear market. There's no two doubts about it. But what you really need to know is where Bitcoin and XRP are headed next. Is Bitcoin going to 30K and XRP down another 50%? Well, guess what? We are using some very secret technology to make extremely accurate price predictions. And if you've been following us for a while, you've already seen. Look, back in October, we told everybody, exit all markets before Bitcoin crashed from 126K to 60K. Where you are using the same technology that we used to make that prediction to tell you what's going to happen next.
Look, we're going to cut through all the bullshit here because we are content creators and we pay attention to what's going on in the markets 24/7. We are investing experts. We've been in crypto for 11 years now each. We've been investing in the stock market for the better portion of almost 20 years now. We know how to make money and we pay attention to, we cut through the noise. All the experts out there, quote unquote experts, have been calling for altcoin season day after day after day. They're saying that the 4-year cycle is broken. You know, this is a new 5-year cycle, all this bullshit. It's wrong. And who are the only people out there who have consistently said, look, the top was October of 2025. It's going to be down only for the better part of a year. Where are we at now? We're 4 to 5 months into that bear market. And the good news is they don't last forever. How do we know that? Because we've been through multiple bear markets and bull markets. We're going to bring you expert technical analysis right now to let you know exactly where Bitcoin and XRP is headed next. If you guys have any price predictions, let us know in the comments because look, we're eager to hear exactly what you guys have to say. Maybe you guys are more accurate than we are, but let us know in the comments and we'll do a follow-up.
Yeah, I mean, people like to try to form narratives about why the 4-year cycle is broken, why the 5-year cycle. You know, obviously we had 1010, Binance probably caused a crash. We've seen theories about how quantum security is, people are selling Bitcoin because of quantum. People are selling Bitcoin because it was mentioned in the Epstein files. At the end of the day, it's just a 4-year cycle. If you look at the timing of the cycles, when was the cycle supposed to top? Q4 2025. When did the cycle top? Q4 2025. When is the next cycle? When is the current cycle supposed to bottom? Q4 2026. When do we think it's going to bottom? Probably Q4 2026. The 4-year cycle is valid until it isn't. And there is zero evidence, in our opinion, and what our secret indicators are showing us, that the 4-year cycle has broken. So we need to structure our analysis based on that. So let's start at looking at Bitcoin, right? So where are we at? Bitcoin is currently struggling around 66, 67K. Now there's a few different measurements and indicators we can look from the last bull market cycles, last bear market cycles, which will show us where the potential long-term bottom is. Before we get into Bitcoin specifically, we need to look at where we are in the macro environment. 2026 is a midterm year. Markets struggle in a midterm year. When are midterms? November. So if you even just look at that from a very simple point of view, you could see that maybe the stock market will keep going down into the midterms, which is 2026. Again, where should the 4-year cycle bottom? Q4, November, 2026.
Now look, when we say the bottom, we're not saying it's going, the price of Bitcoin is going to hit 47,633. We're not saying that because it's all relative. If you try to scalp the exact bottom on Bitcoin, you're going to end up missing the parabolic move that will eventually come with it. How do I know this? Because back in, I think it was 2021 or 2022, everybody was calling for, the price of Bitcoin kept falling and falling and falling. People are calling for 18K, then they're calling for 15K, then they're calling for 10K. Guess what? Bitcoin only went to 15K. It didn't go to 10K. The amount of people hoping for 10K, trying to nail the exact bomb, it never came. What did we do? I grabbed a bunch of Bitcoin at 18K because I'm like, look, it's not worth it. Yeah, there could be another 10 to 15% decline. But if you look at where we are from a risk to reward aspect of things, we're so close to where that bottom could be.
For sure.
So right now, where what you said, you know, we've wicked down to 60K, you know, could that be the bottom? Potentially, but we could slowly form like this very gradual over the next few months. We're just kind of grind back down all the way back down to high 50s, low 60s. And that could end up forming the bottom. We might be in that phase. Mm-hmm. And when you look at some of the technical indicators, like the Bitcoin RSI, we've only ever been this low at every other, like near every other single bottom.
That's right.
Like, look at this here. It's January 2015, November 2018, June 2022. Look at where that look at where that is. The RSI is below 30.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time you get that low, the strength index there, it's like, man, we are nearing where it could be.
Yeah, I would say that the weekly RSIs line up at as the bottom for that would put us anywhere between 50, 55, 60K, which is not too far from where we are at now, which is to say, don't go all in right now. But if you are looking long-term, 2, 3, 4 years out, we're entering into a strong buy zone for crypto. Now, bottoms don't take a day to resolve. They can form over months, as you mentioned. So potentially looking to start to DCA into Bitcoin right now could be a good strategy. Then when you look at previous halvings, right? So when you look at previous cycles, tops to bottoms, the drawdowns decrease over time as Bitcoin becomes less volatile. It's still pretty volatile, but it becomes less volatile.
Yeah.
So from the first cycles, it was a 93% drawdown, peak to valley, 87%, 84%, and the last cycle, 2021, 77%. So if you extrapolate this, we can maybe assume a drawdown of 65, 70%. That would put us in the 40K region, right? So, and again, I'm not saying it's going to happen for sure, but if you want to time it up to other cycles, there is potential, and even other indicators say that, yes, we can go as low as 40K.
Absolutely. Look, let's pull up the heat map here. There is... So these are liquidation levels. Typically, the price tends to move towards these liquidation levels because, you know, when traders get liquidated, the exchanges make money. It's an easy, foolproof way for these exchanges to make money. Move the price, right? There is some liquidity hovering around that 50K mark.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which would bring us to that 65, 70% drawdown that you just alluded to.
Yeah.
However, there is a ton of liquidity stacked to the upside. More and more people are getting bearish. More people are starting to short.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good thing, because it's going to continue to build this liquidity to the upside. Eventually, the price will move towards it. Let this continue. Let this roll on. This is a great thing to see right now.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the high time frame, which if you are a long-term investor, you want to be looking at high time frame liquidity. We're looking at Bitcoin liquidity stacked at 100K, 120K, 130K, and all into all-time highs. And I have no doubt that these liquidity marks will be taken as Bitcoin gears up for its next cycle. So we are entering a decent buy zone. The last indicator I do want to mention is the Fibonacci retracement. If you look at the 786, which is like the golden pocket where retracements typically get to, and if you look at previous bull market, bear markets, it usually gets there. Again, that's around 40K. I would say for me personally, that's like the bottom, right? So what you could see in a scenario which could potentially play out is a grindy Bitcoin bottom, 55, 50K, and then a final capitulation wick down into 40, 45K for like a day. And then so the bottom's been carved out, 50, 55K, maybe capitulation wick into the 40s, and then bear market over, right? That, I think, for me is probably my number one scenario. And I'm looking for that potentially to happen in October, November this year.
Yeah, look at the 2050 weekly EMAs, how they cross. Look at the previous cross there. There is a 60% drawdown, lasted about 200 days. You know, if you replicate that, I'm not saying this is going to happen exactly, but it does bring you down to that low 40s mark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's assume that the wave keeps getting a little bit smaller each time. Again, there's another piece of the puzzle here that kind of shows us, look, this could be the ultimate bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. All right, let's move into maybe Ethereum and XRP. And they paint similar tales, right? So we'll save our XRP for last because I know a lot of you guys are waiting for that. But quick on ETH, if you look at the weekly RSI like we did with Bitcoin, ETH actually has a little bit more room to fall, I think, if you look at the weekly RSI. I think, and especially when you stack up the liquidity heat map, which we can see, liquidity, again, high time frame, all stacked above. 3.5K, 5K, ETH all-time highs for sure. But there is lower time frame liquidity sitting at 1,800, 1,600,
1,500.
Yeah. And I would bet that does get hit, right?
There was previously I longed Ethereum pretty heavily when it got to that 1,500 range. That was about a year ago or so. That would form a nice double bottom, mm-hmm. in my opinion. That would take up most of liquidity. That would get people ultra bearish. And yep. I think that would create a ton of liquidity to the upside, which we already, like, it is so bright, the liquidation to the upside.
It is, yes.
Like, the risk reward on Ethereum right now is like, look, yeah, I can drop another $400, but who cares if it's going to go up $2,000?
Correct.
Are you going to really try to grab that bottom? Look at the liquidation. I think it's very important. Do you want to jump into XRP now?
Yeah, so XRP actually is similar to ETH in my opinion right now. If you look at the high time frame liquidity, a lot to the upside, 270, 330 even. But I do see it having a little bit more down to go in this current bear market. I'm seeing a lot of liquidity on the lower time frames at $1.30. So I'm thinking that XRP is going to follow what Bitcoin and Ethereum are doing. A little bit of a slow bleed, a long-term bear market bottom, probably in Q4 of this year. See that 130 and maybe below liquidation get hit. But then guess what? It's up only from there.
Yeah, look, I got a couple things I want to bring up here. The 2050 weekly EMA cross, every time it's happened, we've seen a 70 to 60% drawdown. If we extrapolate that number, we can go as low as 50 cents. Mm. I know it sounds crazy, but in crypto, things can always go a lot lower than you expect.
Yep.
But if we're going to look at maybe over the last, maybe like a lower time frame, there is some liquidity at the liquidations on the heat map sitting around $1.30,
yep,
with most of it stacked to the upside. This coincides with when you pull up the weekly time frame here, there's two wicks. I think that can get filled. So that brings us to that $1.12, $1.25. But there's another wick to the upside as well, sitting around $2.25, which is where a lot of that liquidation sit as well. So I think XRP could be a little bit more range bound than Ethereum would be per se. I think Ethereum would be a better like V shape, if you will.
Right.
XRP more range bound. Bitcoin, that slow, super long, slow mover before eventually having that acceleration phase.
100%. So that's, there you have it. Based on very insane secret indicators, liquidations, whale movements, RSIs, this is what we think is going to happen for the price for Bitcoin and XRP in 2026. We want to hear your predictions, so let us know in the comments. Also, if there's any other altcoins where you want us to do technical analysis, use our secret indicators on there, let us know in the comments.
Make sure to tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.